Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Thursday evening's Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner. It is Thursday, December 6th, 2018, and I am this evening live with all of you, and I am in Cookeville, Tennessee. Welcome to all of you that are here in Cookeville. I saw a lot of you at the Rich's Ranch this afternoon as folks were checking in as they got to town, and welcome to all of you from sea to shining sea. There's folks on from all over the U.S., from Canada, from a few other places as well. And we have a loaded call for you this evening. Now, we are going to attempt to keep this evening's call a little bit shorter because we have a lot of folks in town. They're going to be getting up early for the training. We have been preparing and putting the finishing touches on what you're going to be either seeing or hearing about, depending on whether or not you're in Cookeville, throughout this weekend. And you've seen me posting about a blueprint. I'm sure if you're following me on social media, you're going to learn a lot more about the blueprint this weekend. You're going to learn a lot about a lot. And if your goal is to build an international, massively productive, professional team that is out there marketing and protecting families with Legal Shield and ID Shield, first of all, you're on the right call. For those of you that are in Cookeville, Tennessee, you've made a great decision. And for those of you that can't join us here, for whatever reason, many of you just because we're sold out and there's not a place for any of us. As a matter of fact, there's a few of us drawing straws to see who's going to stand in the hallway when it's not our turn to speak. That's how sold out we are in Cookeville, Tennessee. If I were you and you're not in Cookeville, I'd be texting a friend that is here and seeing if you could offer them a few bucks or somehow convince them to pull out their phone quietly and discreetly, hit stream and stream this event back to you, or if they're a real good friend, to all of the Success Team, stream it to the whole Facebook group. I'm sure somebody in the room would love to do that for you. I don't know who that would be. I've got enough other things to focus on, but we would love for everybody to get this information to the best of their ability. I've got some announcements for you as we kick off the call this evening. First of all, I want to, we've had phenomenal interest, energy, and results, quite frankly, from the new lead source, the new Success Team lead. So hopefully you heard about that last week on the call, and if not, you can go back and listen to the replay of last week's call. But we have a new lead source, and these leads are, they're just a phenomenal way for you to be able to contact more people more quickly. If you like the telephone, if you're willing to make the calls, and there's a variety of leads available at successteamleads.com. And we have another promotion for you for this weekend only. It was originally going to be just for the people in the room. We made a decision today to announce it and send it out an email and announce it to all of you on the call. We're sharing this promotion with everybody in the team because we want you to make December 2018 the start of your massive year 2019. This is the completion of a year and the start of a new one. We're doing it right now. The promo code is BUILD2019, BUILD2019. That will get you 30% more leads. Plus, when you choose AutoShip, which many of you have, the last time there was an incentive, when you choose AutoShip, you get an additional 10% more leads. So, again, that is BUILD2019. Gets you 30% more leads for the same money. And if you choose an auto ship program, an additional 10% more leads. And the lead types that are being made available with this is live interviewed leads, live local premium leads, the live premium leads, the 7 to 21 day old interviewed leads, and the 7 to 21 day old local premium leads. Oh, and also 7 to 21 day old premium leads. And I could spend this whole call talking about 7 to 21 day old leads. As a matter of fact, I might on a future call just spend the whole time talking about how I learned the skills of a telephone prospector by purchasing what we call aged leads, 7 to 21 day old leads, calling those leads and becoming skilled and comfortable and practiced and competent as a telephone prospector. It's a lot of fun to learn. It's a skill that I am able to carry with me to this day. So take advantage of those leads. Speaking of recruiters, can we just keep talking about recruiters for a minute? I've got the list. I've got the stack. I just got the front page in front of me here in my hotel room of our top recruiters here in Success Team for the month of November 2018. And I just want to say this clearly: simplifying and embracing simplicity and duplication has been working phenomenally well in this organization. And this, just in the beginning, the infant stages of these refinements, to have these kinds of results. I can't read everybody's name that's on this top recruiters list, but I just wanted to share with you some of the places that we have our recruiters, people that are now recruiting Legal Shield Associates: Florida, South Carolina, Wyoming, Texas, Missouri, Virginia, New York, Illinois, Kansas, Michigan, California, Wisconsin, Arizona, South Dakota. I'm just looking to see if there's any I missed. I mean, it's all 50 states: Georgia, Tennessee, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Colorado. Just incredible. Oregon, Washington State, Louisiana. Did I say Kansas? There's some more Kansas, some more Utah, more Kentucky and Texas and Tennessee, Oklahoma. But I just want to congratulate our top recruiters for the month. And just want you to understand that whether you live in a small town or a big city, whether you're brand new or you've been with us for a long time, there is somebody like you on this list building their team. In fact, in Legal Shield in the month of November, thousands of people joined this great company and the mission. We just want to make sure they're joining your team. But let's recognize some of our top recruiters. First, Brian Fahili in the state of Louisiana, Richard Miller in Kansas, Christopher McGlynn in Illinois. In Florida, both Georgia Skyers and Michael Dagan are in Florida. In Utah, we have David Fulmer, Adam and Alicia Thompson in Kentucky, Seneca Hester in the state of Texas. In Tennessee, we have William Yop. In Oklahoma, Mark Shell. In Tennessee, our top two recruiters, both in Cookeville, Tennessee, Anna Markova and Chris Corley. So congratulations to all of those top recruiters. And I'll just finish my announcements by saying this because I think it fits in nicely. Recruiting is what we do. That's how we expand our business. That's how we pay forward the opportunity and the gift of this opportunity that was given to us. We don't keep it a secret. We continue to share it every day. And helping people join our business is one part of it. That's recruiting. But sponsoring is helping those people to get paid. And I'm so excited that in addition to all of the incredible income that's made available to us, Legal Shield recognizes the power of a belief check. You know, we already are able to offer our newest associates advanced commission from the very beginning. Advanced commission on sale number one, the ability to level up and move to senior associate, doing just three sales and one recruit, three and one. But now, when new associates that are still within their 20-day level up period, when they start their mad streak, they're making a difference streak, which means they recruit an associate with a membership or they sell a membership, that new associate is going to get a mad streak bonus. Now, this is only for now and ending on February 28th, scheduled to end on February 28th, which is very typical. I don't believe it's something that would get extended because we typically do have a powerful incentive that rolls us into the Dallas International Convention. So this mad streak bonus is ending on February 28th. Here's all you need to know right now. It's money for your new associate on top of the commission for getting into action, writing their first sale within their first 20 days. And it's a matching bonus to the recruiting associate for helping your new recruit start their mad streak. Legal Shield acknowledges that new people usually don't, in a vacuum, just start producing on their own. They have to be recruited and they have to be nurtured and encouraged. And so Legal Shield wants to make sure that you are acknowledged for that as a recruiter and a sponsor, as a team leader and a builder, to get a matching bonus as well, anywhere from $25 to $50, just like your new associate, getting anywhere from $25 to $50. And Legal Shield wants to make sure that I remind you that you all know that there is still the level up bonus. This is not instead of, this is in addition to the $180 level up bonus for your new recruit. For that level up $180 level up fast start bonus when your new recruit fast start qualifies with three memberships and one recruit, or six memberships in their first 20 days. So Whew, I'm starting to lose my voice. I was in the studio today, recorded some stuff that will become more clear to you over the next few days about why that material needed to be recorded. And I was there. I spent some time with Mr. Mark Riches, our team leader, talking about strategy, not just for this weekend, but for the remainder of 2018, but most certainly for the launch of 2019, which, in my opinion, begins with this phone call right now. Really, it does, because we're going to go through this big weekend. We're going to come out of this. We're going to finish December strong, and we're going to roll January, February, and into Dallas, the international convention, the biggest, most exciting convention that Legal Shield has ever put together, and will be the largest gathering of this organization in its history as well. So I was speaking with Mr. Riches. I know he has a tremendous amount of information that he's going to be relaying over the next couple of days at this training event, but I do have him on the call for all of us this evening. So let's go across town to the Riches Ranch in Cookeville, Tennessee, to $700,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member and Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, and personal mentor to you and I, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. It was great spending the day with you. And what an exciting time. I want to first of all congratulate those top recruiters. I'm glad that we're getting back into that and really recognizing those that are putting Legal Shield Associates in and getting them, leveled up and promoted in the program. There's we have a pretty good stack of recognition plaques that we're taking over there to the event tomorrow, but I wish it was several boxes of plaques. These new plaques look beautiful. We will be recording the event, and hopefully we'll be able to stream it out as well on our GY3 site. So, yeah, again, I'm excited to spend the next 2 days with the entire team here in Cookeville and excited about our end-of-the-year event, which we're really, I've worked really hard the last couple of weeks here putting the trainings together and all the information. And then today I really buckled down. I put my headset on in my office. We had some people stopping in and stuff, but I was really trying to focus on, what to train on that will really impact people and help them just explode their business. And I'm excited as we learn more about the system, as we launch some very exciting aspects to lead generation at this event. There'll be some really core training, like Mike's going to train tomorrow on the core 10 or the 10 core commitments and the disciplines. That's really what that is, the disciplines required for success. And Linda Pitt's going to be training them tomorrow afternoon on goal setting and how important developing a goal and an action plan is. I know Alicia Thompson's training on promoting events. We're going to be launching the new lead generation system, which I'm super excited about. Chris Evans is going to be talking tomorrow about getting a new associate started right, which is something he's great at and just an expert in, and so I'm excited about that. And just, I looked over the whole training, and that's just Friday. I mean, Saturday we're going to really dive into the marketing plan, make sure you understand how that all works. Mike has got a special training for Saturday on recruiting and supporting B2B professionals. It's just going to be power-packed, so I'm excited for everyone that's in town. I know Adam Thompson's also training Saturday on promoting personal development in your team and getting people to expand their mind and become better, because, really in the end, that's what we do, right? We help people change their lives. That I put that quote up on our Success Team Facebook page today, but, we join thinking it's all about the money, and eventually we think it's about, helping people and stuff, but really what it's about is changing lives. That's what we really do, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited to help you understand that. And it's really, as I put my training together that I'm going to kick off tomorrow with, it's all about exposure. It's all about getting the information in front of the people. There's thousands and tens of thousands of people willing to buy our product right now. I mean, they are looking. There's tens of thousands of people right now looking for identity theft solutions and looking for legal access. We don't have to create that need out there. They're looking. On the opportunity side, there's thousands and tens of thousands of people all around us looking for a real opportunity, just like Robert Kiyosaki was talking about. They want to own a business. They want to escape the rat race. And they already understand all that. They already, if you call them, they say, yes, I want to escape the rat race. I want to have financial independence, and I'm looking to run my own business, and we've got the perfect business, and we've got the perfect opportunity that has cash flow and residual income and bonuses and incentives and perfect timing in the market and life, you know, just it's just the perfect business. We have it. So we're going to hopefully this weekend convince you that it's all about exposure. It's about getting in front of more people quicker. It's not about creating the need out there. The need's already there. There's already people looking for both our product and opportunity. It's just about getting in front of them. And once you understand that, the game becomes fun. I mean, it really becomes fun because you're not trying to convince people. You're not trying to sell people. You're just trying to get your product and services and opportunity in front of the right people that are already looking for what we have, and there's a lot of them out there. And we're going to kind of hopefully open your mind to that and give you some tools. For the first time in our team history, you'll have access to tools and resources that will really help you do that well. And so I'm excited to spend time really breaking those down and explaining them. We're going to take extra time at this event. So again, we'll record it. We'll get those videos up on the site. We'll also hopefully get someone that wants to give their phone up and stream that on Facebook as well for those of you who couldn't make it into Cookeville, Tennessee. And for those of you that are here, I'm excited to have you out at the ranch tomorrow night. My boys have been working hard. They've hung up over 70,000 Christmas lights. So hopefully, I was thinking maybe that they've lined the driveways and all the fences with lights. So I was hoping a Southwest Airlines jet doesn't try and land here with them on. But it's going to be a great party tomorrow night. Looking forward to spending time with each of you out there as well. And see you guys early in the morning. We're going to kick it off at 9 a.m., so be there a little early. Get a good seat. It's going to be a little crowded. But we promise the information is going to be invaluable and hopefully life-changing and help you to really launch or close out 2019 in a big way and 2018 in a big way and launch into 2019, making it your biggest and best year ever. So, Mr. Tanner, I know you're excited as well and got a lot of information to share over the next few days. I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riches. And I was just thinking this afternoon and this evening about what I wanted to, the trainings we're going to do, but not so much the subject matter of the trainings, but then the content. And I was just thinking, well, this is such a loaded and full training event that there's some things that just are not going to make it into the event. And so I thought I would spend 10 minutes this evening, maybe 15, we'll see how it goes on the clock, and just talk to everybody this evening about a training that I want to make sure that everybody, not only do you hear it, that you receive it, but that it's that you've heard it before. Maybe you know what I'm going to say because you've been around and just you heard me say this so many times, but you have to appreciate this one component, that if you can master this one component, if you can master it, that you can really, as you recruit and sponsor and support people, you can create distributed leadership, and I want you to write that in your notes, distributed leadership across the countries in which we do business. So here's what a lot of network marketers' businesses look like. They have a small team. They struggle. They kind of get in this first phase where they're really struggling to expose enough people to the opportunity to follow up with them. They just don't have the skills yet. So they have no team, then they kind of have a small team. But they envision as the victory, this is what amateur network marketers do, or young network marketers, or people that don't have the tenure yet to have the ups and downs to learn this. They struggle to build out their team because they identify the victory, the finish line, as a new recruit. You'll hear them say things like, I got one. And they'll call their team leader and they'll say, hey, guess what? I got one. The guy I was telling you about, he signed up. And they present it in their mind. They present it into the universe as the completion of something, not the beginning. Now, I want you to understand, many of you can conclude from my tone and kind of where I'm going with this, recruiting a new person is not the completion. It's not the end of a process. It's the beginning of a relationship. Now, it's a relationship that you had to nurture to some degree to get to this point, but I think we'd all agree that our opportunity is so strong. Our opportunity is so robust. It's so valuable in the marketplace. It's so disruptive and unique. It's so wealth-building, potentially, that it doesn't take a lot after someone is properly invited, followed up with, so they actually watch the video and know what we do and how we do it. It doesn't take a lot more discussion for most reasonable people to position themselves in front of the opportunity. So we find ourselves in this role of recruiter, like a fisherman catching fish. We say, we got one. But I've learned in my business, and I watched this happen throughout other people's businesses, where at first they struggle just to quote-unquote get one, that when they finally start getting into a rhythm of getting people into their team, they start to get acclaim as a recruiter, and then inevitably a top recruiter, and they start to have this little team, 10 people, 15, 20, but it's almost exclusively people that you've personally recruited, or it's a two-level organization because you've helped some of your people that are motivated and excited and are willing to do the work. They're out there and they're exposing people and following up with them. And so as a combination of the two of you or the three of you, you're getting some growth in those early levels of the business. But I want you to think beyond that, to distributed leadership. Mr. Mark Riches calls this links in leaders. He identifies for us and trains us on this concept that sometimes we recruit people who recruit people who recruit people who recruit people who inevitably become explosive in your business. And all of a sudden, someone that you don't know in a different part of the state or a different part of the country or a different part of the world even, all of a sudden starts to really blow their business out of the water. And maybe they're not even reaching out to you. They don't necessarily need your help. Or the kind of guidance they need from you is more superficial, wanting to know who to call to get something, a solution, or wanting to know where to go to get answers for themselves and for their team. These are these leaders that we're looking for. Now, how do you get this business of distributed leaders? And that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to have some time with you because you are recruiting more. We talked about this. We're seeing more recruiting. Coming out of this weekend, people are going to be more motivated. You're going to have new tools. We're going to get more recruiting. It's the time of the year when we have more recruiting. There are people that a year ago made themselves promises, and so far they haven't kept those promises, and they're looking for that change that they hope for. They've been reminded that a year ago they wanted more wealth, more health, better options. They wanted something to be excited about and look forward to, and they didn't find it, and now they're out there open and looking, and you're going to find them. So in other words, we're going to recruit a lot more people. But recruiting people is not how we get distributed leadership. Here's what leaders are looking for. And by the way, leaders are coachable. I know that doesn't sound that way. It almost sounds like leaders are the ones that are uncoachable. But leaders are the most coachable people. They're the most willing to take guidance and to take lessons and suggestions. And it's so important when people are starting to grow a team and that team is starting to duplicate away from them, that you understand that in those infant stages, the very beginning, right now, the next person you recruit, the key, the magic, the combination of the lock of having leaders and developing organizations coast to coast and around the world, distributed leaders come from people that are system dependent and not people dependent. Now, it is our goal, usually, without even realizing it, to make someone dependent upon us. It makes us feel good early on, especially if we've recruited some people. We're being recognized as a top recruiter. Our team naturally comes to us for advice, and that feels good. And we want to give that advice. We want them to sit under our learning tree, even though we're young in the business. It's tempting. But that's making someone people dependent. How do you make someone system dependent? How do you get leaders that don't need you, that grow businesses and teams that develop other leaders that don't need you? And this is well discussed and well outlined in Richard Bliss Brooks' The 4-Year Career. If you haven't read that book yet, I highly suggest you take advantage of it and read it soon. That model where leaders emerge and grow, and they grow other leaders, and then leadership develops, not just a team, not geometric progression of just people, but geometric progression of leaders, where your 4 leaders becomes 16 leaders, and so on. And it continues to grow exponentially, not just in total people, but in leaders, in people that walk the stage and give trainings in front of hundreds or thousands, people that are earning a 6-figure or multiple 6-figure income, people, most importantly, in your team, leaders in your team that are creating environments where other 6-figure ring earners are emerging inside of those organizations. I'm telling you, if you can't yet envision that for yourself, that it's possible for everyone on this call, but the magical piece of the puzzle is system dependence. And so I think, just to give you some examples in our short call this evening, of system dependence, you're on this call this evening. Congratulations. That is exactly what you need to do. But my question to you is, how many of your team members are on this call with you? What's the total number? What's the total percentage? You know, especially new people, they're not in the habit or discipline of fitting this into their lives, but they are so in need of this discipline, of this habit, and of this information. And I'm not saying that because I am the person on the call talking. I'm saying it because this is the system. And if you can plug your people into the call, this is the easiest commitment for everyone in your organization to make. Everyone can dial a telephone number and listen to an audio. And even if the people in your team, some of them can't be with us live and participate in this energy and enthusiasm and this connection that we're all having right now, then they can at least catch the replay and get the same information that you and I are getting tonight. But that is the beginning of being system dependent. That system dependency on this simple discipline of our calls leads to disciplines that are also incredibly important, because now your team is plugging into the calls and they're hearing on the calls people like Mark Riches and myself and so many other leaders to say, make sure you're committed to your weekly briefing. And then what that does is it populates from your team people into their weekly live events and trainings. Again, in your state, in your backyard, in your country, and across the globe, as we continue to grow this business. And those leaders and future leaders are learning the system, participating in the system, absorbing in the system. And for those of you that are successfully getting your team to duplicate the process of plugging into the calls, going to the live weekly events, attending the Super Saturdays and regional events, that will lead to the critical factor. And everything you do in getting your team onto the calls, everything you do in this simple act of building discipline around a weekly call is what will lead to the most massively important factor for your global business. And that is that your organizations, the people you know and the ones that you don't, your growing business enterprise is attracting people to the international events. That means when we get to Dallas, Texas in March, of course you'll be there as a leader, as a builder, as the CEO of your business. But you will have already built the discipline of the calls. And the calls have built the discipline of the weekly events. And the weekly events have built the discipline of the monthly Super Saturdays. And the monthly Super Saturdays have built the discipline of the semi-regular regional super events. And all of that together builds the discipline. It makes it totally expected and conceivable that not only you, but everybody in your organization will come together under one roof. This time it happens to be in Dallas, Texas. But as it continues to be in Dallas or Oklahoma or Salt Lake City or Tokyo, these events will be where your distributed force of leaders bring their teams and grow even more leaders that will grow their teams and their leaders. And then when you look upon the stage and you hear about people that have hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands or more people in their organizations, when you watch ring earner after ring earner after ring earner walk a stage and you realize that all of those people are in Mark Rich's organization or Darnell Self's organization, you start to understand that system dependency is what creates distributed leadership. And distributed leadership is what creates passive income in our business because of leverage and passive income. That means that the income for your business continues to flow in each and every single day, Monday through Friday, regardless of what you do on any of those individual days. Because you built not just a business that can recruit, not even just a business that can recruit people that can recruit people, but you built the business of people that are system dependent and not just people dependent. And they're plugging in locally and regionally and nationally and globally to all the events that this great company has to offer. Now, the reason that system works is because at the heart and soul of everything I talked about tonight is an incredible company that has stood the test of time, that is approaching 50 years in operation, that has allowed people tremendous wealth and freedom, that has allowed people to change the very legacy of their families and their futures. But you don't have to wonder if this company will be here 50 years from now, because it's been here all this time. The company that was started with a mission, not just a need for income, and a company that was started to equal the playing field and allow justice for all. A company that at its heart was started because Mr. Harlan Stonecipher believed that our legal system was fundamentally unfair. And he believed it his life's work to build an army, which includes you and I, to go and right that wrong. We can make incredible incomes. We can be amazing agents of change in the lives of so many. We can allow Legal Shield to level the playing field when it comes to the legal system, to make equal access to the justice system real in our lifetime, and to build a future for generations of our family that not only has tremendous respect for entrepreneurship, but has tremendous resources to build upon from the work that you and I do today. All of that is possible because of this great opportunity and because it is simple and duplicatable if you're system dependent. Now, many of you are here in Cookeville, Tennessee, or you're arriving shortly, and we're going to come together as an organization, and we're going to have an incredible couple of days together. Let us never forget the work that was done to get this far in our individual and collective businesses. And I hope that we can all respect and admire each other for the work that we will do to finish out the year that we started and grew through so incredibly, because it will provide the launch pad for 2019 and beyond, and for a company that will be here not just years from now, but decades into the future. Thanks so much for everybody joining us this evening. We'll see many of you in the morning right here in Cookeville, Tennessee, and we'll join the rest of you on Monday morning as well. Thank you and good night.